This is episode 55 of the Next Year Now podcast.
Welcome to the Next Year Now podcast with Tom Hefner. Tom believes that if you really want to thrive at work and in life, then every day purposeful habits and practices are vital. The Next Year Now podcast will not only help you identify and integrate these habits into your daily life, but also bring you key insights and lessons from some of the most successful people in their fields. And here is your host, Tom Hefner.
Hello and welcome to a special episode of the Next Year Now podcast. This week, we're doing something different. We won't be interviewing a guest expert. Instead, I want to talk to you about something really important and some big changes coming to our podcast. First, let's just dive right into the important stuff. We talk a lot about different habits and practices you can adopt to thrive more at work and life. That's why this show exists. We cover areas like personal development, business and entrepreneurship, and health and well-being. And it's this last area that I think is the most important. You are nothing without your health. We take for granted how fragile and temporary this can be. And the only time it really hits us in the face is if we get sick or if someone we know, love, or cares about, they get sick or something happens to them. But if we only think about it in times of crisis, then it's too late, and that's really not enough. And so recently, I went to the doctors for my annual physical. I do this every year, and if you don't, you should too. And while I was in good overall health, my cholesterol was in the normal range, my blood pressure was good, all that good stuff. But my doctor did ask me if I wanted to do an in-body phase ankle test. And that sounds really complicated and fancy, but all it really means is that it's an advanced body fat measurement test. So you stand on what looks like kind of like a scale, and then it has a handlebar attached to it. And they're metal, so when you grip these handlebars and then your feet are on these metal pads, it sends an electromagnetic signal through your body. Don't worry, it's not like something dangerous. And as you're gripping it, it sends it through your body. And then based on impedance measurements, it can tell you a lot about your body. So it can tell you how many pounds of fat you're carrying, how many pounds of water weight, including like water weight in your cells versus out of your cells, lean muscle mass, visceral fat versus other fat, where the fat is stored. So, how much is in my arms versus my legs versus, my calves, my quads, my calves, and just like kind of a host of other interesting ratios. What's really cool too is it can tell you how many calories your body is burning. It's just really, really informative and a great way to get a baseline. Now, I knew that I had gained some weight since last year. I had recently had esophageal surgery to help correct acid reflux that I've had for some number of years. And it had worked brilliantly and I haven't had reflux really since then. But the problem is I've been eating more. I've been eating different foods that maybe I haven't eaten in the past, more ice cream or more chocolate and things like that. At the same time, I've been working really hard on this podcast, on my business. And I'm also still working part-time at the Applied Physics Laboratory. So, at the time of this testing, when I went in for my physical, I was probably, I was a shade under 5'9". So if you're 5'8¾", is what you say. And I was 182.4 pounds. So I didn't view myself as morbidly obese or someone that needed immediate attention. But the reality was I was very unhealthy. In some ways, my in-body test showed that I had a body fat percentage of 30%, plus or minus 3%. So while I didn't necessarily look unhealthy from the outside, I was definitely unhealthy on the inside, or at least had some level I was unhealthy. And at that level, at 30% body fat, I'm putting myself at higher risk for things like type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, certain types of cancer, even depression, cardiovascular disease, just a host of things. And not to mention that I just didn't feel like I had as much energy. And what did I do about it? Well, I could have just let it go, not address it. It would have been real easy to say, well, listen, I've got three kids. Once they're a little bit older, I'll start working out again. I'll start eating better. I'll start getting healthier. That's the easy way out. But the problem is that kicks that can down the road. And a good friend of mine at work, a good friend and colleague, Dennis Smith, he would say, if not now, then when? And more importantly, what I do now, while I'm in my 30s, this has a huge effect on how I'll feel, how I'll look, how I will move in my 40s. And what I do in my 40s has a huge impact on how I'm going to feel, how I'm going to look, and how I'm going to move in my 50s, and so on and so on. So there's never going to be a perfect time. The time is now. I decided to follow my own advice and hire a coach. If you've been listening to the show at all for a while, then you know that I'm a huge fan of coaches. They help us to achieve our goals faster by accelerating our growth and progress. I hired a coach to help me create and launch this podcast, Jeff Brown. If you're listening, Jeff, thank you. I've talked about this with podcast guests like Caroline Miller. She's an executive coach in episode number 2. With Catherine Britton, she's a writing coach in episode number 7. With Matt Wolfs, he's a fitness trainer and coach in episode 13. And Dara Wolf, a life and executive coach in episode number 17. And then finally with Ted Rice, a celebrity fitness trainer and coach in episode number 37. Now, it seems like all I do is talk about coaching, but we weren't just talking about coaching in all those episodes. So if you're listening and thinking like, well, I don't want to listen to a bunch of coaching talk, we talked about other topics in more detail. Those were kind of ancillary. But bottom line is coaching is really, really important and it can help you tremendously. I hired Ted Rice, the celebrity fitness trainer and coach, to work with me. He's amazing. And why did I do that? Most importantly, I did it because he gets results like again and again and again. He consistently delivers great value. And I also hired him because I wanted a coach to help craft a workout that would work well with my body. So I've been a lifelong athlete. I've played many sports, tennis, basketball, baseball, you name it. Growing up, I played all the sports. And because of that, and maybe some unlucky genetics or unlucky injuries, I have some challenges with certain joints. And Ted is known for a lot of things, but he's known for working and helping people with joint issues and challenges. And I share all this with you not to pitch Ted as your coach, although he is a great coach. I share it because I practice what I preach on this show. I'm not sharing anything with you that I myself wouldn't try or do. I eat my own dog food, okay? So if you're struggling to lose weight right now, go and find a coach. Doesn't have to be Ted. Just find someone that works for you and your situation. And that coach is going to help you to accelerate your progress. You're going to be achieving your results faster than you would by yourself. The coach, he or she, is going to provide a clear and effective plan. Because sometimes we get just overwhelmed with all the information that's out there. That was one of my biggest challenges is, you know, there's keto diets, there's high-fat diets, there's, you know, low-fat diets. There's all these different things. There's, you know, the fruit diet, the only the vegetable diet, vegan diet. There's all these things out here. And how do you know which one is right? Well, hiring somebody that this is what they do, this is what they're an expert at, that will help you. The other thing is a coach will provide a nice sounding board for you when things get tough or challenging, okay? Because that's going to happen. I can't predict the future, but what I can tell you is at some point you're going to have some adversity. Maybe you plateau in your weight loss. Maybe you're struggling with dietary choices. Whatever that thing is, you will have some adversity. And so having that sounding board of a coach to guide you through that and to give you some feedback is really, really important. And then the final thing is having a coach, it gives you some skin in the game. Okay. So pay close attention here because this piece is really important. Once you pay for something, you are much, much more invested. You've now created a painful accountability mechanism. I can tell you right now, I'm sure as heck not going to waste the money I spent hiring Ted. Okay, so I was really unhealthy, or at least, you know, partially unhealthy. I keep going back to that. I was definitely unhealthy. I found and hired a coach, Ted Rice. He's a former guest on the show. So how am I doing now? I've been working with Ted for just under 2 weeks, 10 days at this point to be exact, and exercising 4 times a week. I've lost 5.5 pounds, although that's not really that important because it's early on. And I think the really great thing for me is I'm doing exercises that are designed to strengthen my joints, prevent any injuries that I have with some of my joints, like with my hips and my knee. And most importantly, I'm feeling great. It's still early days. My goal is to cut 15% body fat and lose 25 pounds. And that's not going to happen overnight. And it's not going to happen for probably another two and a half, maybe 3 months. It's going to be challenging. If it wasn't, I wouldn't be here with you now talking about this. That means I need to devote time and effort to this goal. And it's really, really important to me. So I'm making the decision. This is the big news here. I'm making the decision to change the podcast frequency to every other week instead of every week like we've been doing. And you may be asking, well, why am I making this big change to the podcast? Especially when it's doing really, really well right now. Like, we're going gangbusters. We're growing. And the simple answer is there's only so much time in the day. There are only so many hours. And I want to continue creating something that you love, something that gives you real value, and it's not just a throwaway in your day. Something that hopefully helps you to thrive at work and in life. And to do that, I really need to focus a certain number of hours each week on the podcast. And doing a podcast episode every week isn't feasible while I'm also focusing on this goal of getting fit, getting healthy, and while I'm working on my business and still working part-time. So my plan right now is to keep the schedule through the end of the year, with the new year representing an opportunity to return to an episode every week. So I'm working with Ted for 3 months. We're going to see where we're at in 3 months. I have no doubt that I'm going to make tons of progress, that I'm going to cut my body fat percentage, that I'm going to be exercising more and with less pain. Now, from time to time, I will create special episodes like this where I talk about my progress with my nutrition, my fitness, and my weight loss, my fat loss, all that. So there might be times where we have episodes 2 weeks in a row. And if I do that, it's because I have something really important and valuable to share with you, right? Something along the journey that I've learned. But I'm not going to just do that for the heck of it, okay? If I'm doing multiple episodes every week, then that means I have something really, really important and valuable. Whew. All right, that was a lot. Before I close, I just want to say, look, I hope you will continue listening and supporting the show. I hope you will see my example as inspiration. If you're struggling with your health and fitness, you have to make big sacrifices. For me to sacrifice going down to an episode every other week, that was a big thing. And it's not lost on me that you have lots of great content out there, but I had to do it because I'm preaching every week about taking care of your health, about taking care of your wellness. So if I'm preaching about it and I'm not walking the walk, then I'm a fraud. So I hope you do whatever it takes for you to thrive at work and in life, even if it means making tough choices. Strive to thrive, everyone, and I'll see you next time.